know that God is a God of order and God is a God of surprises, both, right?
Yes.
You're happy about this. We've already said it is a surprise that God would choose two unknown lay people from America to start an initiative in Europe, right? But we had no ability to bring order. And order and structure and strength began in this movement in May of 2010, was it, or 11? 2011, when the Mileys introduced us to the Longs. That was the day that things began. And we have honored the Longs, but I think it is impossible to overstate the fact that probably none of us would be here without connections to them. They have worked very, very hard for the past four meetings on content, on invitations, on structure, and we are deeply thankful. We have a small gift to give you. So can you come? No, no, I'm coming to you then. Stand up. We love these people, and we're so thankful for them.
Yes.
We've done this before, but can you extend your hand to them quickly and pray for strength, grace, and help? Lord, I do thank you for Peter and Marina. I thank you for their wisdom. I thank you for their grace. I thank you for their godliness, and I pray you provide all that you need in terms of rest and strength and joy and This book was written by a friend of ours with an Orthodox Jew, not a Messianic Jew. Apparently there are Jews in Israel who are becoming convinced that Christians really love them. And they think, how can we love them back? We'll teach them about Scripture. So this is written from the Orthodox Jewish perspective.
Thank you.
So the Longs have carried a huge piece of this movement, but they are not alone. There is a European council which has met to determine what message the Lord will bring to these meetings and who should speak and who should bring those messages. And I'd like to honor them today, although there's not many of them here. So there's the Longs and Franciscus. Franciscus, stand up. Franciscus and Sister Yoella. Thank you, Franciscus. Thank you, Sister Yoella. She is not here. God bless you all. And then there's Sister Yoella. And there was one more, and that is Friedrich Aschoff. So you give them a hand, round of applause. I want to say a few words about Friedrich, who is not here. I believe his influence has been strongly felt in this meeting, though he was not here.
We wouldn't have gone to the catacombs if Friedrich had
suggested. So Friedrich suggested the catacombs. Friedrich brought this word in our first meeting about turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. So in our first meeting in Ottmarine, it was rich with elder men and women in the faith. Men and women who have served for the cause of reconciliation and unity for decades in Europe and who have already brought much healing. And Friedrich brought this word then. And so, though we are very blessed and enriched by these spiritual fathers and mothers, we also have seen that this anointing, this vision has to be passed on to the younger generation. Right?
Yeah.
And Friedrich brought that word. And then Friedrich disappointed me because he didn't come. But Friedrich lived this word by sending Henning. And we are so thankful for you, Henning. So we're thankful for you. And so some of the surprises that have come to us in this meeting. We thought in 2016 we need to have more youth. Surprise, you showed up. You're here this year. I think that the average age of our participants has dropped by at least 15 years, I think. So, well done. We begin to think in 2016, we need to address the 30 years war. And Mikhail and the nobility come. It's like, oh, here it is. And so the Lord is bringing surprises. So today we want to look forward a little bit about to our gatherings, what the Lord has in mind for 2016 through 2017. And we know that there are many movements to mark this anniversary. We know that the Lord has given many visions and has started many initiatives that express that do needed work, different kinds of work. But one of the things we feel has marked this particular movement is repentance. And we value that. We think that this is something the Lord has sown in. As Father Peter said, there are barriers that cannot be moved unless there's repentance. There is hostility that we don't even understand that is not addressed until we repent. So that is something that we will value and continue in the next two meetings. We also believe in the beauty of the church. And we believe in celebrating the beauty of the church. And so those are the two elements that we want to see as we go forward. And that's all I have to say.
You can all pray that I will be as brief and clear as my wife.
The Lord's power.
With God, nothing is impossible. What we want to do this morning is, it's funny because usually in our marriage, I'm the big picture, very abstract thinker. And my wife is the person who brings the details and tells me to come back to reality and consider all the details. And for some reason today, we're switching. She has given a beautiful vision, and I get to bring you a few of the details. Now, why is this important? It's important because we will be going forward, and we need to know how to go forward. To know how to go forward, we must listen to the Holy Spirit. To listen to the Holy Spirit, we must listen together and to each other. To listen together and to each other, we need to understand some of the structure that we have in place, not as a constraining or confining structure, but as a something that the Holy Spirit can move in and through. So what I'm presenting, I'm not trying to present this as the final details we all need to be on board with. I want to present what we are at, where we're at right now, and then ask together, Lord, what do you want to do? So that gives you hopefully an understanding of, as I come into this presentation, the attitude and the heart with which we are approaching this. So this is a slide that I put up the very first night. And it has these four meetings that we've really honored the European team for leading us in these four meetings. There was a sense throughout the summer that there would be somewhat of a culmination in this Rome meeting. There's a process going on here that this is very much of a not a finalizing, but a crescendo. And I think we've seen that as we've gathered here. So what's next? Next is three things on the calendar. One is a meeting in Wittenberg in 2016. This will be the first time to meet actually in Wittenberg. Then the 500 days. So the meeting in Wittenberg will end on June 18th. And I'll show you the dates more clearly in a minute, I think. I have a slide for that. But it will end on June 18th. Why June 18th? June 18th is 500 days exactly before the 500th anniversary. And so we want to take these 500 days and prepare our hearts. And then in 2017, in Wittenberg. So, and once again, I'll give you a little more detail about that in subsequent slides. All right? Okay, so 2016. Here are the details of the room we have reserved in Wittenberg in 2016. The room is called the Leukeria. Now, this room is in the building. The building has the meeting room. It also has several smaller meeting rooms, and it has some dormitory space, some rooms to stay in. This is in the building that was the university that Luther was in when he wrote the 95 Theses. Same building. It's been through many different uses since then. And most recently, it was in disrepair, and some American money came in. Hallelujah. And enabled it to be restored and used as a conference center and a meeting room. And so it's called the Leukeria, which means White Mountain, which is also the same as Wittenberg, as I understand. And this room can hold 183 people. And it has facilities for translation into three different languages, I think. That's right, if that's right. So there are booths in the back of the room for the translator to sit in and translate. So this is the room we have for 2016. We have been about 70 in this meeting. And so we have capacity for about 100 more. Now, 2016 is very short. June 2016 is right around the corner. So we're not going to feel like we have to fill this room up, except with the Holy Spirit. That's what we want the room to be filled with. But we want to extend the invitation to everyone who's participated in any of the meetings so far, also to those who have wanted to participate but haven't been able to, and then also release everyone to invite those you think would be important to be there. I don't want you to feel like you have to ask permission to invite. We trust you. We trust your judgment as to who you think would fit in with the ethos of what God is doing and would add something to us and also receive something from what's happening. So that's 2016. Any questions about 2016? There are some themes that are developing in 2016, but I don't think we need to really go into what those themes are yet, because it's still a work in progress. So the meeting actually starts June 14th. We have June 13th reserved because the leadership team gathers one day before to prepare. So the invitation will be from June 14th through June 18th. And June 18th is the day that's 500 days before, and providentially it's a Saturday. That's a beautiful thing, I think. So we'll have the day on Saturday, June 18th, to announce the 500 days and begin preparing. Okay. Thank you, Tim. Okay, 2017. I want to give you an idea of the room reservations for 2017. Once again, the purpose of this is not to say this is what's written in stone. It's to say, here's what we have on the books right now. Let's hold it before the Lord and start thinking and praying and processing together. So, October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, we have a small room called Melanchthon Saal. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, the Melanchthon Room. It's in the Best Western Hotel right next to the Luther House. And it's the room that Julia and I reserved in 2010. And we thought we had lost this reservation, but Ludwig was able to confirm it. So we have a confirmation that we still have this room reserved. It can hold less than 100 people. So we're not going to have a big meeting there. We also do not want to appear to be in competition with the official celebrations. I mean, what a way to undermine what we're about, right? So something, whatever goes on that room needs to be in support of, alongside, you know, worship, prayer for what's happening in the city and the people who have gathered and come. Okay? Then, we have two rooms reserved starting November 1st. Now, from the Catholics, what's the significance of November 1st?
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day. It's a beautiful thing. So starting on All Saints Day, the day after the Reformation Day, is when we start meeting. Now, I think there's much significance to this.
So we are not starting on the 31st.
We are not starting. If we tried to reserve a big room, I mean, this room is the nicest room in Wittenberg. I think it somehow will be used maybe on the 31st. So I don't think we can get it. Hotel rooms, you know, will not be available. But there's something beautiful. I mean, if you think about October 31st as the day that Luther sent the theses, you know, they arrived at some point, maybe on November 1st. And then a process began. So we're praying that a process begins on November 1st. Something starts there.
the first day of the next 500 years, although we all hope that we'll be a little shorter than that, right? Okay, so on November 1st, we have the Stadthaus. This is a new meeting room that they built in Wittenberg, I believe probably for the purposes of this 500 years. I don't think it was just for our meeting. And it holds 600 people. And there's a picture of it. But we also have the Leukeria reserved. So the same room I showed you on the previous slide, we have reserved the 1st through the 5th. Now, here's some thoughts, nothing more than this. We really want to hear you, so don't take what I'm saying as anything other than this is the types of things we're thinking. We're thinking that probably a 5-day meeting is about right, so that this reservation might be pulled in to where it's also the 1st through the 5th. I believe the 5th is a Sunday. I think that's correct. Perhaps in the Stadthaus we have something similar to what we have here, some presentations of history, opportunity for repentance, learning together. Hopefully we'll hear from the Kizzy kids of possible presentation musical from the Kizzy kids, things like that. Leukeria. I've talked with a few people about this, and something that's on my heart is a possibility. What if the Leukeria were a 24-hour prayer room running in parallel with what's going on in the Stadthaus? And we were to invite teams from the different houses of prayer around Europe and also around the world to come and take an hour and pray together as a sign of unity, an idea. So these are the kind of things that we're thinking towards. But once again, this is not set in stone. So this is 2017. Any questions about 2017? All right. We will come to the 500 days in a minute. Go ahead, Tim. But I want to give you an idea of a couple more things that we feel like are expressions of our structure. So one is that God is at work in many ways. So you can see God's purposes. You know, he's at work. So there's Wittenberg is, I think, something that we feel God is doing, this initiative. But it's certainly not the only thing, and it's in tandem with many other things that are going on. So that's the purpose of this diagram, is to say we see God doing something that we cannot over-define. We don't want to over-define it, but we also want to recognize it and then walk in the ways that God has for us. So if you click the next slide. So here are some of those, and this is only some. If you don't see your name on the list and you feel like it's you're connected in, don't be offended, please. Just raise your hand and yell out. So in Europe, TJC2 Europe, we are very blessed to be partnered with TJC2 Europe. Way of Reconciliation, which is also called the Round Table in Austria. Kizzy Kids, hurrah. YWAM Malta. YWAM Malta. The Eiffel Fellowship. What is the Eiffel Fellowship? This is the community that's gathering around George and Hannah. And Amy talked to you a little bit about her book and her story. I just want to emphasize, I wept as I read Hannah's book. If you have not read Hannah's book, you are missing out. It is not only timely and powerful in itself, but carefully crafted. Every word is just beautifully chosen. And they were blessed to get a German translator who I think had some of the same care. Yes. Couldn't have all the same care that you had, Hannah, but had some of the same care you had in also been doing the German translation. So I just want to encourage you. We want to send books to Uganda, but you want to have this too. So Eiffel Fellowship. And then we heard last night from the German nobility, which is just also a tremendous blessing. Now, in a minute, I have a question mark here. Official celebrations in Germany. You know, what are the connections there? We don't know. But Henning is going to come speak to us in a few minutes about what he knows about what's going on, and we're really looking forward to hearing that. Is there potential for connecting? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, United States. A2J, Apprenticeship to Jesus in Phoenix. We're very blessed to be friends with them and have them represented, well represented here. Christ the Reconciler is the community that Amy and I lead in Texas. And we have also have had representatives here from Christ the Reconciler. Antioch Network, Ryan. Ryan is not only the head of the A2J in Phoenix, but also the leader of Antioch Network. So to have Ryan and Nolene here has just been absolutely tremendous. TJC2 North America. I put that on with a little bit of hesitance. It's very funny because I went to a consultation, TJC2 North America. I didn't know anybody until Father Peter's face appeared on the screen. I was connected more deeply with the European TJC2 than the North American, even though that's only 4 hours away from where I live. But there seems to be a deepening connection with Donna, who's a key person there, and with some of the things that are happening in TJC to North America. So I'm hoping that this will be a good connection going forward, and there'll be opportunities for partnership in North America as well as in Europe. Others in progress are with question marks. One is John 17. So this is a movement that's been somewhat centered in Phoenix, is that correct?
Yeah, it has a European leadership of Giovanni Trentino and then Matteo Calisi, and then there's a leadership team in Phoenix that is very much centered on the scripture, John 17, that all may be one. And it's very much in its early beginnings with a letter from Pope Francis that came 2 years ago to Phoenix, really encouraging the churches from the different traditions to come together in Phoenix as a model for other cities in America. But it's very much in line with the heart of what's going on here.
And Ryan is involved in the leadership team there, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Prague, I had a chance to sit down with John Dawson, which was wonderful, and tell him what was unfolding with Wittenberg 2017, and he had a very positive response and asked us to keep him apprised and include him as an advisor in what we're doing. So there's possibilities of connections there. And then the Lord keeps taking me to Singapore, and every time I go to Singapore, he has a meeting there with people, and so there's something brewing there. I don't know what, but it seems like there's something going on in Singapore. So these are some examples. I'm guessing there's more that are listed here, and there's others that the Lord will uncover over time. All right. 10. And then lastly, I don't want to bore you too much, but I think it's important to say, what is the structure? How does this work organizationally? So first is intercessory prayer. The whole thing is covered by a team of intercessors. Now, this team is led by Julia. And so, Julia, just stand up. We just want to thank you. We would not be here without you. And please pass our love and blessing and appreciation on to the intercessors. I'm sure you were planning to tell them that their work has not been in vain. But give a hearty amen from all of us to that. So there is an International Council of Wittenberg 2017. It just formed this year. It's composed of both European and American leaders who meet about once a month over Skype. And the goal of the International Council is to protect the unity of the leadership. This is very important. This is not a team that implements things. It's not a team that makes tactical decisions. It's a team that says, are we together? Where is the attack of the enemy coming from? Where is their potential division? We're guarding against that. We're guarding the unity of the leadership. Because we know if we're about unity, the enemy will try to divide us, right?
Yeah.
And so this is, I think, a very significant development this year to have this council form. It also sets the vision, but does not implement anything. So how do things get implemented? We have no idea. And it's a miracle that things happen. Because we have no paid staff, we have no full-time workers. It's pure volunteer. And so there are two kind of expressions of this. In the United States, we do have an official IRS 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization recognized by the U.S. government. So funds can come through that mechanism and be tax deductible in the United States. But we don't have any fundraising going on, and we don't have a lot of money flowing in to it, but the structure is there. In Europe, the funds are through the TJC2 Germany Verein, and we're very thankful to the TJC2 Europe and Germany leaders to allow funds for Wittenberg 2017 to come through that Verein. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, one of the important things about that is we need to make sure not to overcommit and overextend ourselves, because we don't want to get in a place where we have promised to pay for a block of hotel rooms that don't get filled, and we end up, you know, TJC2 Europe and Germany is involved with us, and we want to protect you. And so that's a commitment from our part, is to, you know, we will stay small, and, you know, we want to see the funds come in as a sign from God of this is what you're supposed to do. We're very happy to not see that and to stay small and not do large things. So we just want to express that to you, that we treasure that that trust you put in us, and we want to walk faithfully in that. All right, once again, in Europe, it's all volunteer. There's a wonderful team that's coming together that is put together. It's not only the leadership team, but Wolfgang, Ludwig, Cecily have all helped stand with Hans-Peter and Verena to help with the logistics. Also, of course, Franz. All right? So that just gives you a sense of where we are logistically. There's one other piece to it, but yes.
Who is in the National Council of...
Who is in the... I should know. I'll try to say it, and when I miss somebody, let me know. So Amy and I are on the International Council. George and Hannah are on the International Council. Hans-Peter and Verena are on the International Council. David and Gretchen are on the International Council. Who am I missing?
Franciscus.
Franciscus is on the International Council, and Friedrich is on the International Council.
And Ryan?
Ryan is on the International Council. And we also have Ludwig and Cecily. They participate fully as well. And also Mariana Gold participates in kind of a special representative role. So that's the International Council. Now, let me take this... Let me take this opportunity to say, many of you who have been in previous meetings have heard from Dwayne Grobman, a dear friend of ours, a very gifted and experienced leader who God joined in with Wittenberg 2017 in an unexpected way. Dwayne was on the International Council. He was also the president of the Board of the United States organization and also the leader of the logistics team. Dwayne, just before the Rome meeting, in 2 weeks of prayer in Alaska with a prophetic team, has really sensed the Lord saying he needs to step away from those tactical leadership positions in Wittenberg 2017. So you need to know that, those of you who have heard from him, his heart is with us. He is not stepping away in any sort of anger or bitterness. He has heard the Lord say, he needs to step back. And we support that and honor that and believe the Lord is at work in our midst in the leadership team. And so while we are not anxious about that, it leaves a significant gap, especially on the American side. So there are many gaps. Let me talk about the logistics team. We have a logistics team forming to say things like, you know, we need hotel rooms for 2016. Ludwig, you want to describe, or Cecily, the hotel rooms we have for 2016, because they've worked hard to put this together. A good married team.
Genau, wir haben also in der in okay, I tried English. So we have, I contacted several hotels in Wittenberg, only in Wittenberg, and I mainly focused on the center of Wittenberg because the Leukeria is in the center, pretty much. And unfortunately, or it's like that, the week before our meeting, there's the Stadtfest, like a big festival in Wittenberg. So many, obviously many people used this occasion to stay a bit longer, so we had not many hotels. But I was able to reserve some rooms in two hotels. One is a bit cheaper, one is a bit more expensive, so you have more possibilities. And I think with the rooms in the La Corea, we have around 150 beds. So maybe that's already enough. Like, we could have a little bit more in our meetings, but one hotel is only reserved until the end of the year. So we should keep that in mind, because afterwards they would like to see the money, and if we don't have it, like, that's the situation. For 2017, I did not ask yet, but I will do that after, like, hopefully still this year. Mm-hmm. And yes, I already created a list with hotels, and it will be sent with the invitation, with the official invitation.
Yes.
That's very good.
Vielen Dank.
Yes.
Yes.
When we started with all these meetings, we had the feeling it's very good if you have one or two persons in the town or in the village where you have the meeting.
Yeah.
Because it's not the others are not able to do this, all these. What's necessary if you have not helpers in the town where it happens. So I ask, really, we have to pray that some are found it, or you know somebody who can help in Wittenberg or very near to Wittenberg.
Yes, amen.
Just one thing. What I think is very, very, what I think is great is, although we will be in different hotels, we will probably have the chance to have at least lunch and dinner together in one room, although we might be 150 or more people. So that's I think it's great.
Good.
In the La Corea.
Thank you.
So there are opportunities to get involved. And one of the things we're going to ask when we do small groups this afternoon is for the group leader, if you are hearing this and saying, oh, I can help in this area. I mean, we really need, or I know someone who might be able to help. For 2017, we really need, and even 2016, it would help to have an event coordinator. Somebody who's experienced at coordinating an event like this, because we don't know what we don't know. But a person like that knows what we don't know. I'm quoting Donald Rumsfeld, a great American hero. We don't know what we don't know. So logistics, you know, fundraising, we're going to develop the program for 2016 and 2017. There's a lot in motion. If you have a heart to help, you say, I can help out, then let the group leader know in your small group this afternoon, and we'll take those names down, and also what area or areas you say, I have a heart for this, to help out in this area. Yes?
Can I just say at this point that our intercessory team is deliberately kept small, but if you really feel committed and you'd like to pray, we do the prayer letters in English and German, and you can come and give me your email.
Great. Another area of need that's not listed here, but may come up when Jill comes and talks about the 500 days, is media. We have a treasure trove of teachings, like the ones we have heard over the last few days. We typically have those recorded both in English and German, because we try to record it, the translator, as well as at the desk. We have images. We have a number of resources of things that are going on. And so if there's somebody who has a heart to help begin collecting that and saying, let's make a resource so that some of what's being shared here can be made more publicly available. That would also be a wonderful thing. We just don't have the capacity at this point for that. We do have all the raw material, but we don't have a manufacturing process yet. All right. Any other questions? I think this is important, but it's not the most important thing, but it's helpful to get a sense of the structures and details that are in place so that together we can begin asking the Holy Spirit, what do you have in mind? So any other questions, anything I haven't made clear? All right.